I mean sit on the floor, sit in a seat. Boy, we're having a conference while I'm trying to preach. What's up? Look like a little teenage section. I'll have to break y'all up. Get y'all up front so y'all can, so I can spit on you. Get up here where some of this anointing is. So you can move the burden of BET and destroy the yoke of MTV. You know teenagers can go to hell too. You know that, don't you? Better listen to what I'm saying. James 1, verse 13 to 14, and we'll close here. Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, and he's enticed. And when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. The Amplified, verse 14. But every person is tempted when he is drawn away, enticed, and baited by his own evil desires. Then the evil desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully matured, will bring forth the death. Without a desire, you can't be tempted. You have to have a desire in order to be tempted. For example, you cannot tempt me to eat liver. Liver is not a temptation. I hate it. So you can tape it, put it in my face all day long. They ain't gonna tempt me not one bit. But sugar, especially sugar in apple pie, with some butter pecan ice cream on top of it. You better shut up now. Boy, I'm talking for real. You put that stuff on there and bring it across me? Why? Because there's a desire there. Now, where did the desire come from? Back up a little bit more. Whatever you desire comes from what you attend to. So whatever you attend to, whatever you give yourself attention to the most is what you're going to desire. You're not going to lust after other women unless you have been attending and giving attention to that. Through talking to the guys in the locker room, through what you read and what you look at. See, you have to attend to something before you create a desire. The desire just didn't fall out of heaven somewhere or hell. The desire comes from what you attend to, what you attend to. And if you don't change what you're giving your attention to, neither will that desire change, neither will that temptation cease. Well, let's back up one more stage. Everything you attend to starts with a thought. And when that thought has conceived, then you'll start attending to it. And you will tell yourself, this isn't sin. Ain't nothing wrong with me doing this. I ain't hurting nobody. It's just me. But what you don't understand is you're preparing to hurt somebody. You're preparing to involve somebody else. Because what you think is harmless at the time is just one of the stages to create a desire that once you see the temptation will weaken you and you will yield. And here's Satan's ultimate goal. When sin has reached its full maturity, then he can kill you. And this is what we play with. So what have you been attending to? What have you been attending to? What have you been giving your attention to? And what have you been allowing your children to give their attention to? I've got to have a meeting with my girls today, because I don't want them watching Moesha. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but I'm not ready for them to know and look at some of the stuff, and I'm not dogging her show out. I'm just saying, as a parent, I've got to decide what I want them to watch and what I don't want them to watch. And them watching Moesha has created some situations that I would not have to confront had they not been attending to the show. So that ain't happening no more. I don't want no worldly music in my house. My wife just beat the slob out of both of my girls because she snuck in the house and they didn't know she was there, and they sitting there listening to some world. I don't want it. I don't want it. Well, ooh, you don't want no worldly music? I don't want that stuff going in my kid, and I got to deal with some stuff.